And oh, there we go. That's much better. How are you doing, Radio Laurier? It's your favorite DJ, Lucas Galukas of Spectrum Music. We're back this week. We're here every Wednesday from 6 till 7. We're a little late right now. Guys before us went a little too long, but that's all good. Hopefully it won't happen again next week. This week we'll be playing more math rock and post-hardcore, which are two styles that tend to fall hand in hand. Math rock focusing on weird rhythms and time signatures, similar to like prog rock in that sense, with a lot of dissonance and stuff. And post-hardcore kind of going more into embracing that abrasiveness that math rock doesn't have nearly as much of. To start off, we'll be playing an excellent example of both, Slint, with their phenomenal opening track, Breadcrumb Trail, off their amazing album, Spiderland. It has this sort of descent into madness type feeling, I would say. We got a really energetic track by Unwound called Corpse Pose. And then to finish up, we have the Mars Volta's original band, At the Drive-In, which is just full-on post-hardcore, unlike the Mars Volta, which is more of a modern prog rock sound, I would say. The track they'll be playing is Rolodex Propaganda. So enjoy these next three tracks here. Oops, that was a little sneak peek there of what was next. Dozed off a little there. Anyway, you haven't missed too much yet if you're just tuning in. We're playing a bit of post-hardcore and math rock tonight. And you can check out what you missed by checking out the upload on the Radio Laurier Radio Laurier website in a couple days. Should be up there soon. The tracks won't play, but you'll hear everything I have to say and all the listings, so it's perfect there. Anyway, bit of news here. Rivers Cuomo of Weezer has announced that he hasn't watched the Saturday Night Live skit about him. Kind of interesting. You should probably check it out if you like Weezer at all, as well as the Teal album, their cover album they put out the other day. It's pretty funny. Gang of Four is back after years, classic post-punk group, and we've got a new album coming from them. So I believe this is their first album in like 6 years or something like that. So I'm excited to check that out. Tom York reunited Atoms of Peace, which is exciting. We've got a new Portishead. Portishead's Beth Gibbons. It's her first album since literally the end of Portishead in the 90s. So I haven't actually listened to her solo work at all that she's done. But apparently it's quite good. So I'm definitely going to check that out soon with this such a big announcement like this. As well as Avery Terror of Animal Collective. He's dropping a new album. And so is Panda Bear. I think they're all dropping a bunch of solo projects right now, which is interesting to see. Check all those out, see where the next Animal Collection project might be going. We have a ton of artists doing a box set called 433, which is based on John Cage's Tracks of Silence. It's just a bunch of different interpretations of it. Includes some big-name artists like Depeche Mode, New Order, Wire, Moby, Ben Frost. Like, bunch of bigger names. I'm interested maybe to check it out. It got me thinking about doing an ambient show in the future, so we'll see. We also have a new Pixies album coming out, and they're doing a documentary on the making of it. The last two Pixies albums since the reunion have not been too good. I think a lot has disappeared in the 20 years they've been gone as a band, you know. But I will be excited to check it out still. Frank Black's still an interesting guy, and he has put out some decent solo work here and there, so I'm not completely down about it, but cautiously optimistic, I'll say. And then finally, Neon Indian is releasing a movie called 86th with the theme called Heaven's Basement. I played that track last week, and just a phenomenal, fun pop track there. Anyway, to start off, we're going in more of a Midwest emo direction with some cap and jazz. A cover Weezer did on their last Teal album that I was talking about a second ago, Take On Me. They did this too, and it's a very interesting take on the track here. Really big fan of this cover. After that, we got the classic group, American Football. They're putting out a new album soon, and so far the singles they dropped for it already seem better than everything they've done on their last album. Uncomfortably Numb is the track I'm playing. It features Hayley Williams. A lot floatier and almost dreamy than anything else they've ever done. So I'm excited to see where that goes. And then a bit in a different direction, we got the Zach Hill project, Hella. This is what he did before he was with Death Grips. So here is his track, Biblical Violence. Just phenomenal drumming from Zach Hill. It's nothing else to expect here. A lot more raw. One of the rawer tracks I'm playing on the show tonight. So, yeah, enjoy this. That was a fun little segment there. Anyway, got any requests for the show? Maybe a song, a theme, whatever else you can think of requesting. You can hit me up on Instagram at Lucas_Galukas. That's Lucas with a G. Or, sorry, Lucas with a C, _GU Lucas. Anyway, next up, I call this the Steve Albini segment, since literally every one of these bands features an artist known as Steve Albini in it. Awfully influential like music artist slash producer, if you didn't know. There's a fun little game you can play where you figure out in six ways or less, six steps or less, how your artist is related to Steve Albini. It's easier than you think, really easy, especially if they have a connection to, what's the group? I can't remember right now, but there's one specific one that makes almost every person like a three-step process. Anyway, to start off, of course, we'll be playing Fugazi. We'll be playing a track by them called Latest Disgrace, one of the noisier tracks of a softer project of his. Then we go one of his rawer tracks, Shellac, with the track Squirrel Song. And then after that, we have the classic Steve Albini project. You can't go wrong with Big Black, probably my favorite project of his. The track Bazooka Joe, which is just the amazing bass on there, off their first full-length album. Just a classic, favorite of mine. I can't go into detail about it. And then actually, I forgot about this. I have a track called Mythinomania by The Mesthetics. And this is not a Steve Albini project per se, but it has the members of Fugazi, the bassist and the drummer, just having a good time. And so it's kind of like pseudo Albini. It still has that sound to it. So I include it in this section here. So enjoy these next few tracks. And we're almost done here, guys. We got a bit of news left for you today. But after that and a couple more tracks, we're all wrapped up here. Anyway, the Coachella lineup was announced a bit ago. Not as exciting as per usual. Could be better. Whatever. I'm not going to go. I don't think I'll ever go. we got a new Bowie box set containing a bunch of unreleased songs. That's super exciting. Hopefully there's some Berlin era stuff on there. I haven't really looked into it too much. As well as a large King Crimson box set. Like, literally all their albums and more. Like, it's nuts. One of the biggest box sets I've ever seen, probably. Toto's Africa is being played in a African desert art installation till the end of time. That's fitting. I love that. That song is put into just meme history there. The Mountain Goats have a new album coming out soon. Classic, just indie rock act. Really nice, fun. This is a collaboration with Wizards of the Coast, the creators of Dungeons & Dragons and Magic the Gathering, which is two of my like hobbies that I would never see colliding indie rock and magic. I find that weird, but whatever. DMX is out of jail finally. The classic website is dmxinjail.com did get updated, thankfully. That used to be my homepage for ages. That is just the funniest website. And then finally, we just had that Steve Albini section there. As I said before, legendary producer and noise rock artist. Is now chronicled as a World Poker Series champion in this new documentary that came out. There's nothing this man can't do. He is a god. It's crazy. Anyway, last two tracks to finish up here tonight. We got Here Comes the Rome Plows by Drive Like Juhu. Hardcore gone post-hardcore. These guys are wild. Just this track says everything about the rest of the album. Phenomenal opener. Followed by Monkey Trick by the Jesus Lizard. Noise Rock's GOAT. Noise Rock's greatest of all time there. This is probably the noisiest track I'm playing tonight. And I think it's a fitting way to finish. So enjoy these last few tracks. And that's all for tonight, guys. Thanks for tuning in. We had a great math rock post-hardcore show tonight. If you missed it, it'll be up on the Radio Laurier website in the next 2 days, hopefully. This is Spectrum Music. I'm your host, Lucas Galukas, and I'm signing off for the night. I'll be here again next Wednesday from 6 till 7. See you guys around.